The fires in Southern California continue. Here are the numbers as of this moment. 17 deaths, including two just over the border in Mexico. More than 1,100 homes lost. More than 800 square miles burned. That's roughly three-quarters the total area of Rhode Island. Big, dangerous fires. Life and death choices are mostly horrible and to be avoided. But they can provide certain insights. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has an interview with a woman named Vicky Clapp. She lives in Temecula, California.
Now, I understand that you and your husband and your 15-year-old had to evacuate pretty quickly on Sunday.
Yes, you had no choice. And it was only because of the luck of the draw, the wind changing. When we left our home, I had no doubt we would have nothing left when we came back. And shortly afterwards, if the wind would have continued what it was doing, I would say we would have had 15 minutes, maybe, and we would have been gone.
Now, a lot of times when people make these hasty decisions to leave, they've got to make a really hard decision about what little piece of home do I take with me? What did you take, and how did you decide what to take?
I had been speaking with my mother up in Big Bear a few minutes before this started, and my 28-year-old came in, grabbed me, and said, "Mom, get things in the car. We've got to go." And I hadn't walked out and looked how close it was. I grabbed medications first. I grabbed family photos. I grabbed my insurance policy for the house. I grabbed my address book and promptly set it down on the table and forgot it. I turned around. I had a minute to look and see if there was anything else that was, you know, in my heart that I had to have. My set of tiny little inch-and-a-half wood ducks that were made for my grandparents. I have been lucky enough to have all the children have teethed on them. And there's tremendous sentimental value. I grabbed those, stuck them in my pocket, and when we evacuated our horses, the last trip was in such stressful situation. You couldn't see two cars in front of us evacuating. My husband was behind me. My 15-year-old was in the bed of a truck behind him holding one of our goats. And you could hardly see the smoke, and the wind was blowing at least 50, 60 miles an hour. And my husband stopped to pick up another horse that was tied to a fence and get it out. We only had two horses in our trailer, the last load we made, and he had room for this one. And it just, the sense of panic to realize that he may be gone. And it was I was fine until that point. And I just absolutely fell apart. And we got to friend's house down a little ways that we stayed that night at. And the first thing I pulled out of my pocket were these silly little ducks. And I said, "You know, I've got everybody out. We've got the horses out. And I've got my ducks. So I'm set."
How does that make you feel about your stuff now that it's actually not gone, that is there? Are you still attached to it, or?
I'm going to get a dumpster in, and I'm thoroughly going to clean out some things in my garage, and I'm actually going to, for the first time in my life, park my vehicle in it.
Now, there's an experience, isn't it, for all of us pack rats?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It, like I said, I thought I was way more attached to my worldly goods, and I had an extra 30 seconds to look around the house before I left, and there was nothing else I needed.
Ms. Clapp, thank you very much, and we wish you and everybody else up in Temecula and around who've been affected by this fire good luck. We'll be thinking about you.
Thank you so much.
That interview by Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.